Welcome to the Mesa Chamber of Commerce Inside Business Podcast. My name is Sally Harrison. I'm the CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. Today, we're in the University of Phoenix podcast studio, and joining me today is not Kevin from University of Phoenix, but Kevin from Benedictine University at Mesa. Kevin, welcome to the podcast room.
Thanks, Sally. Glad to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here. We want to talk about what's going on at Benedictine, and I know there's a ton of things, so we're going to get right into it. Let's talk about some updates for 2019. Tell us the highlights. What's
highlights?
Happening?
Well, it's been a busy year. I think probably the two biggest highlights are brand new academic programs. We brought health science and also sociology to the campus, and entrepreneurship, actually, three programs.
So when new things like that come in, what drives that?
Well, we it's driven by student interest.
Okay.
and the programming that we do here in downtown Mesa. Health science, the opening class of health science was 20 students, and we didn't launch it until June.
Okay.
So that one is a very popular program. We expect that to continue to be a very popular program. And we're able to offer that because of the relationship we have with the city over at the Higher Education Center, delivering those science classes over there. So it's a really good deal, and we expect that's going to continue to be a big program.
So you're talking about a second location?
Well, yeah.
Not on the regular BNU campus, which means what?
Well, downtown is our campus, Sally. we are downtown's university. We
are
Mesa's university.
But you've outgrown your campus, right?
Yeah. So we have Gillette Hall is our main building. That's mm-hmm. where my office is, and most of our classes are offered over there. But we have outgrown that space. We're working on building out. We have about 20,000 square feet to build out there, and we're mm-hmm. working on that right now. But the city had the Higher Education Center.
Right.
And it's
the old
built.
Courthouse, right?
That's what everybody tells me. Yeah. I wasn't here when it was a courthouse.
Okay, it was.
But the city built that out for higher education, and it's perfect for what we need it for. So,
well, and perfect location being very close.
Yes,
still
absolutely.
In downtown.
It's a half a mile. And, you know, 3 years ago we had about 10 classes there. This year, and no faculty, no staff. This year we have 50 classes over there.
Wow.
And we have 7 of our full-time people are over there. I moved my athletic department over there. And I just moved our athletic training space into that area as well. So, yeah, we're growing. We're doing our part here downtown to make sure we're activating the space.
So you're talking about athletic departments. Let's talk about the community impact of what bringing in athletics has done for you.
Athletics has been huge for us. I mean, it's been certainly an enrollment driver, but in the interest of the people who would be listening to this, a couple of examples. We have worked on and applied and been accepted to bring the national NAIA men's golf tournament here mm-hmm. to Mesa. In our partnership with Lucinda's, which is our home course, and
right.
Visit Mesa, which has been a big part of it, we are hosting that tournament. So we're bringing golf teams from across the country here to Mesa in May. We'll have about 120 golfers.
Wow.
And then they'll bring their families with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're all coming here to Mesa to be here for that tournament in May.
So how large is your own golf program?
We have 10 students on our golf team, and
okay.
on the men's and women's team.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's growing. We have a new coach in Doug Potter. He's doing a good job and really developing the team, and we're excited for what that's going to bring.
In addition to golf, you have baseball.
Baseball, yeah. So last year we had the opportunity to bring the CalPAC tournament to Mesa. Working with the city and again Visit Mesa, we actually were able to host that at Hohokam Stadium
mm-hmm.
where the A's play.
Right.
I was at a CalPAC meeting, the Council of the Presidents meeting, a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about that tournament as the hallmark of the year for the entire CalPAC. All of the teams, they're coming from California, a couple of teams in Arizona, but here in the Southwest, and they kind of that kind of is the benchmark now of what they want all of their postseason to be.
That's cool.
Because of the experience that we were able to give them here with working with Parks and Rec, working with Visit Mesa, the city. To provide a great experience there. And there we've got 6 teams coming from all over the Southwest
mm-hmm.
And up the northern coast of California. And that'll be somewhere between 150 and 250 baseball players.
And when is that?
That'll be in May as well.
Oh, May will be a very busy month.
Yeah, it's a happening place in May. Yeah, we got a lot going on. So
super. So tell me about national rankings.
Yeah, so men's volleyball, they started the season. Last year they went they went deep into the postseason and ended up second in the country. Yeah, we.
And how many years have you had that program?
Three. Two years. Yeah.
2 years in, and you come out second.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I'm not going to. I don't want to be too prideful or boast
don't jinx
too
them.
Much here, but but they're kind of a big deal.
It's Mesa.
Yeah.
Mesa's kind of a big deal.
It's what we want to bring to downtown. But Ray, we opened up this season ranked second in the country.
Wow.
As well. So we expect they'll have a really good opportunity to go back to Des Moines, is where that postseason is located. And last year, for anybody out there listening, if you're looking for a trip for a reason to go to Des Moines.
Because everybody's looking for a reason to go to Des Moines.
You know, they have a really neat downtown there, actually.
That's cool.
I was there for a week last year for the tournament. But I was one of about 10 people from Mesa who were there. So we would definitely welcome a crew to come along with us and root the team on.
Very cool.
In the last game, the championship game, it was the host was also our competitor.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can imagine, you know, the 10 of us, my voice changed. Literally, I've never lost my voice before, but just trying to get over the noise of everybody else in the gym, I tried to do my part.
I'm sure you did.
Yes.
So since you arrived, not you personally, but Benedictine arrived, your school has been very engaged in the community. Lots of community service. The students are working hard in their jobs, working hard at school. They're giving back to the community. Talk about what that means to you guys.
Well, I've been working for Benedictine for almost 20 years now. And when I began at Benedictine, I began to realize what it meant to be at a place where values mean something. And to be at Benedictine means you have a commitment to community. Mm-hmm. And being a part of community is what do you give to it? How can you contribute to that community? So that is what we try to instill upon our students. That's what we try to do as we grow ourselves downtown here, is to make sure that we're engaged as many things as possible, that we can give to the community. And you know, eventually maybe we get something back. And here in Mesa, we've gotten back so much. It's been such a great community to be a part of.
Well, you are Mesa's University.
Thank you, Sally.
Well, it means a lot. I think there's a lot of pride here from the larger community, not just, you know, folks that are right here in downtown. But what does that mean to you guys?
I mean, it means everything. We're very proud of what we've been able to do in a very short period of time. And the relationships that we've built with you all here at the Chamber, with the folks in City Hall, the businesses in downtown, we've just been embraced by everybody, and it makes it that much more fun. I mean, it's already a meaningful job to be able to change an 18-year-old's life forever, but to be able to do it in the context of a community that you feel supported by and embraced by, it makes all the difference in the world. There aren't enough hours in the day for us to be able to contribute to the community in which we live. That's how we feel. It's just a really it's been a really meaningful experience for us here.
Well, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't say you also have a new role.
Yeah.
So, a bigger role.
You know, that's kind of been the story of my life with Benedictine.
That's great.
I mean, I'm flattered. I love the opportunity, and I'm now the executive vice president for the campus. So I oversee the operations of the university, and then do the community outreach programming as well, and outreach. So it's been a lot of fun. I've really enjoyed it. And like I said, you know, downtown has been, the people downtown, the city of Mesa, it's been a joy. And now I get to do it a little bit more. And
well, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Sally.
We appreciate the partnership with you, but also the university.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else you want to add before we wrap up? It's your time.
You know, I think the Mesa Chamber of Commerce is the most active and productive and joyful.
This is not a paid advertisement, but
we'll take the
thank you
that I've ever interacted with, and there have been a couple that I have. So, I'm getting a program note here from Bob. Bob, yes, it's been a lot of fun to be a part of and to be able to partner with the Chamber.
Well, it's been fun for us too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that it. Have something else?
I do talk
about the MBA program.
Thank you. I do need to talk about that, too.
Yes.
We have down here in Arizona, this is not something we have in Chicago. It's only for Arizona, a $10,000 MBA program. It's an 18-month program, and we've set it up with the Chamber, that members of the Chamber get special pricing for that beyond the $10,000. So It's a great deal. It's definitely something that people need to check out. If you've been thinking about earning your MBA, there's no better place to do it than at Benedictine. There's no better city to do it in than Mesa, and there's no better price that you're going to find than $10,000.
Sounds like a deal.
All done within 18 months.
Wow.
It's a really efficient and effective program.
That's awesome.
Come on, check
us out. Are we ending on that?
I think we will.
I mean, that is a highlight, right?
It's a pretty good deal.
All right. Well, thanks, Kevin, for joining us today on the Inside Business Podcast. You can find all of our episodes on the Inside Business Podcast at iTunes, Google Play, or your own favorite podcast website. You can also find them online at mesachamber.org.